Psalm 60, Preface. A good and peace-loving government, by which full liberty of conscience is guaranteed all citizens to worship God according to His word, and by which equity and righteousness is promoted, such a government is one of the greatest earthly blessings, one of the best temporal gifts. Such a government God gives to the people which He loves. Such a good and well-ordered government God, in His goodness, has granted to our country and has preserved it since more than a century. Considering the good providence of God over our land, we have good reason to say with joyful hearts, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." This, our gratitude, we should show by making the right use both of religious and civil liberty, according to the word of the Lord, "Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Using our liberty of conscience, we should let the Word of God, in its fullness and purity, dwell among us richly, causing the law to be preached in all its sharpness, and the gospel in all its sweetness, and seeing that the sacraments are administered strictly in accordance with the Lord's institution. In the house of God, our faces should be familiar, and in all things we should adorn the gospel of Christ with a pious life. By the government, we should deal loyally and honestly, performing the duties of citizens, paying taxes, obeying the laws, and so we should show ourselves both good Christians and good citizens. An example of a good ruler we have in the 60th Psalm, David's prayer for the welfare of Israel. To the chief musician upon Shoshanadeth, Miktam of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram-naharim and with Aram-zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. O God, Thou hast cast us off, Thou hast scattered us, Thou hast been displeased, O, turn Thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shakes. Thou hast shown Thy people hard things, Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear Thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That Thy beloved may be delivered, save with Thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken in His holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not Thou, O God, which had cast us off, and Thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Summary. Here David gives thanks to God for giving him so noble a kingdom and so prosperous a reign, under which the fear of God greatly increased. Under Saul, tyranny and oppression had been practiced. The priests of the Lord were innocently put to death. The fear of the Lord diminished. The Ark of the Covenant was little regarded, and the kingdom was hard pressed by the Philistines. Where a tyrant rules and God is not at home, there can be neither peace nor prosperity. Nevertheless, God preserved them a banner, His covenant, tabernacle, and mercy seat, from which He heard the prayers of the oppressed. Succeeding to the kingdom, David brought the tabernacle to Jerusalem and greatly beautified the worship of the Lord, introducing singers and instruments of music. He also subdued the surrounding nations and made Israel to rule from the borders of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Wherefore, he here enumerates various nations as being subject to him. This psalm reminds us to pray for the spreading of David's, that is, Christ's kingdom from sea to sea. Prayer. Praise and thanks be unto Thee, our bountiful Father in heaven, for all the good which thou hast shown to us and our land. Preserve civil and religious liberty to us and our children, and grant peace and prosperity. Cause the kingdom of thy Son to flourish among us, and keep us in the true and saving faith. Amen.